Ibrahim El-Salahi is Sudanese, and he started this painting with a friend when he was teaching at the art college in Khartoum. They had an enormous studio, so they bought a fabric, a local cloth called damouria, which is woven in Sudan, and it's what people, as he described it, made their clothes from. So it's a sort of cotton linen, but quite flexible. So they laid it on the studio floor, and they put a ground of chalk and rabbit skin glue and a little bit of oil all over the cloth. And then they hung it directly on the wall and divided it up between them to paint. And they soon realized that actually their styles were so different that they would have to divide it again. So they took the scissors and they cut it into three pieces. And the friend got the right hand piece and he took the central piece and began to work on his own. This was all started in 1961, and then he won a UNESCO scholarship to go to America. So he rolled it up and took it with him to America. And then in 1964, he started working on it again. And of course, the enamel paint on the soft fabric had all cracked. So he started scraping it off again. But he really loved the wrinkling and the cracking of the paint. And so he would rub colour or white into the broken enamel paint so that it got stuck in the grooves. So when we're looking at this painting, we're looking at abstract figures, which have a very African feel. There is also the influence of Arabic calligraphy. If you look down to the lower left quarter, there are some symbols that could be calligraphy. But what he's really trying to evoke is the sound of childhood dreams. So he's playing with the visual to try and create sound in your mind. So while you're looking at this painting, think about that. Think about what his dreams of childhood might have sounded like.